Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and you're listening to the Big Call. I'm glad everybody's out there and is tuned in. Hopefully our SAT team has everything going out all over the globe, as they have been doing for months and months now for us, which has been great. And we like the fact that we're reaching sometimes over 18 million listeners. Almost live, 3 seconds beyond live, as my voice is being translated into umpteen languages, many, many languages around the globe. So that's cool, and we like that. And so let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be, I'm sure, an inspiring teaching that she's prepared for us. Lord God, we just thank you so much because we know we're close. We know that things are happening behind the scenes. We thank you for that. We thank you that we are within range of moving from plan A to plan B for blessing. We thank you that in the meantime, our plan A is sufficient because your grace is sufficient for us. And we are content where we are right now. We are content, and we thank you for your healing because of Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, and thank you for your provision in terms of Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Thank you for everything that we bring to you in the form of prayer because we do it with thanksgiving. Thank you for that. Thank you for the faith that allows us to believe for things that we have not yet seen, but yet we are speaking into existence. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time for everybody on the Big Call. Big Call Universe, Bob, you, myself.
Bob.
We really do enjoy the teaching that you bring.
Okay. Did Bob hear you cut out? For a second.
Oh, did I cut out?
Yeah, just for a second, Bob. Did you hear?
Yeah, just for 1 second. Should be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I was concerned. So you were saying that this is a special time. Is that right? That's
yes.
Where it cut out. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
This is a special time for us to make a smooth transition from our plan A to plan B. Even though we're still on plan A, until the numbers come through for us, God knows we're ready, and he's bringing this to us. So in God's perfect timing, we move forward.
Well, I think you're going to really appreciate this because it's going to allow all of our listeners to become more coherent and access their power to create. And it's called inconsistency in your words and vibration. When you are inconsistent in your words and vibration, there's no way your words will come to pass. I'm going to show you why it's so important if you're inconsistent and how to get rid of this hindrance. It's important to note that any time you engage in speaking any word or desire given to you by God concerning any situation, that the opposite will come at that very word. Jesus, in his teaching about the parable of the sower, revealed to us that opposition is fully aware of the power of spoken words. And because of that, we'll do everything possible to get rid of that word. The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, opposition comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Mark 4:14-15. The revelation here is that opposition, or Satan, has a character of coming after every word of God you receive into your heart to be spoken. Because opposition or Satan is fully aware of the capabilities of every word that proceeds from God, what will happen is that everything possible to make sure that that spoken word gets shot down could occur. He does that by throwing all kinds of tests the moment a word is released from a child of God. The moment you declare that by your stripes, by his stripes, you were healed, he will come at that word with a test. The moment you call for that money to come, he will begin to stir situations that will look like the money will never come. Immediately you spoke that word, and the circumstances that are contrary will begin to show up. This is where so many people who do not know how the operation of opposition responds wrongly by speaking contrary words. Instantly, they start speaking and talking about the very contrary situation instead of maintaining their solid ground of consistently speaking what God told them. Jesus gave a perfect definition of this group of people in Mark 4:16, 17. These likewise are the ones sown on stony ground, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. And they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. At the beginning, they spoke the word with boldness and faith. But the moment trials started showing up, their confession changed. This is why their words never materialized. The point is that materialization of your words depends largely on the words and the feeling and vibration you spoke at the time of the test, and not just what you spoke at the beginning. You must not negate your words with your own words and your own feelings. They will cancel each other out. The consistency of speaking what he told you matters a lot, because that's what will make the opposition recognize that what you spoke is more real than what opposition might be bringing against you. In other words, own your power to create with God in you. Even when everything is going against your words, God expects you to still say that by his stripes I am healed. Even if the doctor says it's too late or your body is telling you that you cannot make it, when your customers are not responding to you, maintain what you said in the morning, that today will be the best sales of the week. Opposition or Satan will bring so many evidences to press you to change your words. This is the stage that determines the strong in faith and the weak in faith. I've seen so many people who gave up this stage and eventually lose the words they spoke. This must not be you. Maintain your stance in the midst of the test. That is how you pass the test. Yes, it's a test, and you must pass it for your words to manifest. Be consistent in your words in the midst of tests, and we can learn from Jesus on how we can maintain our grounds and still speak God's word in the midst of all storms, tests, and impossibilities. Jesus demonstrated this in so many situations, which are recorded in the Gospels. One of such examples is recorded in the book of John, in which he exhibited steadfastness of words when he had a report of Lazarus' sickness. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." John 11:14. The fact that they had to send messengers to Jesus and ask for his presence concerning Lazarus' health condition showed that it was a serious case. Yet Jesus told them, "This sickness is not unto death." Jesus maintained his confession that death will not be the end result of Lazarus' sickness. And that is our teaching for tonight. And it's dedicated to everything that matters.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was a really good teaching, especially on the concept of consistency, of maintaining faith for what we want to manifest, what we believe. And also, I like the parable went a little bit differently than I learned it initially, which was, you know, when a sower sows seed, the sower can sow seed on what's given in the Gospels is four different types of soil. Rocky soil, soil where birds can come and take the seed away. There's another type of soil that's not good, maybe by the side of the road. But the final soil that is good soil, that's where the good seed will take hold and provide a harvest. And so that's those four types of conditions tell us where we should be sowing our seed. And, of course, when we're talking about sowing seed, we're not talking as much about farming, although that is part of this, but rather sowing our time, sowing our money, sowing our energy, whatever we're doing for the glory of God, whatever we're doing in that is how we expect a return or a harvest when it comes to sowing God's word. So I thought it was an excellent teaching that took us a little different direction, but the biggest point was that of being consistent in our faith, being consistent in what we speak, and not changing, like you said, Sue, to conflict what our hearts were expecting as a return. And I think it's really good that that teaching came out. And of course, we know in the case of Lazarus, he did, in fact, almost die completely. He was dead in the tomb when Jesus got there, but Jesus spoke the words, "Lazarus, come forth," and he came out of the tomb after those that were there, part of his family, rolled away the stone. And so Lazarus came out, and they took off his grave clothes, they took off what he had on, and then, of course, he came back to life as a result of Jesus' words. Jesus didn't waver in the sense that he said, "I'll get there when I get there. I'll get there in 4 days, not 1 or 2 days," because in 4 days, that would have proven that he would totally be dead according to Jewish law and would not be coming out except for the fact that Jesus spoke life into his body. And they saw sort of this was sort of a type, in a sense, of Jesus' resurrection, which was going to happen days later as Jesus made his way to the cross. So I thought it was an excellent teaching, Sue. It just tells us that what we have in our hearts moves from our heart to our mouth, and what we have in our mouth, we speak. So, like we talked about last time, we need to be careful what we say and maybe think a little bit before we say certain things. And of course, I'm preaching to me as much as I am to anybody else. And so I enjoyed it very much, Sue. Thank you for that. Let's go to Bob for what you gained from that teaching, Bob, and how did you see that teaching? Anything you gained from that?
Yeah, so thank you, Bruce, and Sue, thank you. It was really great, great way to start the week. Here we are, it's 9 o'clock on Tuesday, and the week has begun. And Bruce, thank you for the wise words about thinking before you speak, which is very good reminder for me whenever you start talking about Satan and the ways of Satan. I always risk saying things that probably are not appropriate for the big call. But
okay.
Nonetheless, what is it that people are going to hear when they, you know, speak their words? And as Sue cautioned, you know, this inconsistency in words and your vibration, meaning, you know, are you giving off a vibration of a child of God with faith and strength, or are you not? And are your words sometimes this, sometimes that? And as a result, you have no credibility, right? So they say consistency equals credibility. And it can lead to, you know, equaling strength as well. But when you hear words, you know, from whoever it is, maybe somebody you know, maybe it's, you know, somebody, you know, on the evening news or whatever, or just echoes from your past that you might have heard, you know, when you were a child growing up. And, you know, those words of Satan, you know, hey, that's not ever going to work. Why are you thinking about trying to do that to help, you know, homeless veterans? That'll never work. Who do you think you are? You know, all you ever have is bad luck. And, you know, don't sit there and try to pretend that somehow you're going to get healed, you know, by the med beds. You're never going to be healed. Right. And you know why? Because you don't deserve success. You don't deserve to be happy. Right. And so these are things that are told many times to many people from various places. They are the words of Satan. And this is the time to turn it around. And it's like, yeah, really? Well, watch the strength that I have and watch me succeed, because you have no power over me. And that whole thing about bad luck, what are you talking about? I don't have any luck that I don't make for myself. As a matter of fact, I notice the harder I work, the luckier I get.
Amen.
The more faith I show, the luckier I get. Right? And what do you mean I'm not going to succeed? I'm already living a successful life. Look at me. I'm a child of God. And it's my birthright as a child of God, that, and God gave me the power of creation to co-create with Him. And you know, you want to put up some tests and see if you know how strong I am. Go ahead, carry on. You know, make life hard. I don't care. I'm going to succeed anyway. Everybody knows life can be hard sometimes, but I'm a success anyway. And I'm going to stand up right in your face, and I'm going to represent the glory of God.
That's good, Bob. I like that. That's very strong. And you're right. You make your own luck. If there's such a thing as luck, which we really don't believe, but if there is, you make your own luck. That's what happens. And I like that stance that you're taking, Bob. It's, you know, we can stand against the darts and arrows of the evil one that come against us because we have the shield of faith and we have the breastplate of righteousness, and we shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel, and we have the helmet of salvation, and we carry the sword of the Spirit. All those things are our armor that we must put on if we're to face adversity. Well, thank you for that perspective, Bob. Very good. Sue, thank you for this teaching again. It's a big one. It's a good one. Do you have any comments about it?
I have some pretty big comments. And I love what both of you brought. And I love what this teaching highlights. Because when we're talking about Satan and the evil one, we have to, when I was reading this, I was very taken with the reality that people aren't aware that Satan, when you're speaking something that's new, something that you want to create that opposes what you've known or the world has known. So essentially we're talking about what are the assumptions about reality, that if you're dead, you never can become undead. If you didn't have a relationship with your son, that, you know, that can never be healed and instantly, that whatever you think can't be healed can be healed. But there's a part where if you said, okay, I'm going to have the most amazing future, I'm going to have the most amazing love, I'm going to have the most amazing new reality with people that love me and work with us to make a new reality, and it can be faster than anything that's ever happened before for humanity. Anytime you start speaking in ideals, which is the Christ consciousness, what's going to happen isn't necessarily coming from outside of you. And I would love it if people would take responsibility, because there's what you've internalized that isn't highlighted in this parable, that is in your tissues and your cells, which is survival-based, saying, your brain is going, wait a minute, I've never seen that pattern before. I've never seen somebody raise somebody from the dead. I've never seen you, Bruce, you, Bob, you, whoever's listening to this, I've never seen you claim something magnificent that you want and have it manifest unless you're practicing it consistently and or you're surrounded with people that say, wow, look at how you did this. Look at how you traveled around the world. Look at how you did this. Look at how you healed your leg. Look at how you, you know, overcame your issue with your eyesight, whatever it is. It's got to be inside of you. You have got to stir the Christ in you. That's what Christ, these things and greater, the kingdom of heaven is inside of you. It is up to you to summon that power that Christ had in you and to own it. And when you think about the people, and I've been guilty of this, getting upset that this is taking so long, that's healthy. You've got to express it and let that out. But if you think of the people that said, oh, this is never going to happen. I mean, Bruce and Bob and I have been around all of that. Or how can you know that this is going to happen? Or going to reports from some other place that's saying it's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal, even if it hasn't manifested yet, is to hold it in the present moment. It doesn't, our goal is to say it is happening now and then release it, because by our power, to hold our frequency at that place, that's really being an act of service. Our act of service is to say, whatever isn't, you know, giving you life and joy and happiness, feel that. Feel that. Don't deny it. Don't repress it. Be with somebody that's releasing something, but then choose what you want to experience, and say it out loud. You don't hang out in a vibration that, and I did it the other day with Bruce. I was like, I went off in a rant. And I expressed, we can't get into toxic pot. It's not about coding stuff. It's not about, oh, I'm going to, where you've got like really high, oh, I intend to do this, but then you've got the same thing going on in the background saying, God, I'm so mad. That's the vibrational split that doesn't let it happen. So you've got to release, God, I'm so angry, blah, 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 blah. Do that. Release it. But then claim that you're going to choose what you want to manifest.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yep.
I think that's good, Sue. And, you know, the Bible says, be angry and sin not. It's okay to be angry. Even about this. And if you have any problem, you can talk to God about it, have a conversation, and hope that he gives you some information, some kind of a word, something to keep you on track. And that's what we're all doing. Appreciate that, Sue. I think that was really good to express the reality of what you were feeling when we were talking the other day. So, thank you so much for that teaching. I think it's real. And I think that, like you said, we create our own reality with our words, with what we're doing, our actions. But I think we should keep consistently moving toward the goal that is set before us. And that's what we're doing. And that's what I've been doing on the Big Golf for 13 years. And having been in the currencies for 20 years, you know, we've seen a lot of things happen, a lot of things that haven't happened. But I can tell you what is happening when it gets to my segment, I'll fill you in. And I'm happy about it. So, thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob, for your comments on that teaching. I thought it was really good. Sue, Tuesday night, praise report night. Probably Jeannie's got some stuff for us on the celebration of these next few days, what they mean. But let's see if we have any praise reports you can bring out to us tonight.
You know, we have a beautiful one. I love that I get to open these live, so they're sort of a surprise to me. And so this is from our gratefully recovering
Pastor Scott.
Our gratefully recovering Pastor Scott, getting outrageous texts at the moment.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
So I know. So tonight's praise is for Jesus Christ. Jesus should receive all praise and glory in regards to this RV. It's all God's timing, and we must have patience and understanding in regards to that. Tell us God's understanding is not our understanding, so let's. Try to understand what God is doing here. He's clearly working with Sue, Bruce, and Bob, and the Big Call Universe to get this thing done, Big Call Universe. Hang in there. The blast. I don't know what that means, but that's okay, Pastor Scott. I love you all. Thanks for all your prayers, Pastor Scott. And we're still thanking you, Pastor Scott, for being such a resilient, incredible example of Christ's love. So we hope you're doing well.
Yep.
Big Call Ministry. Where is that now? Okay, here we go. I sent it. Yep, I'm on top. I'm on top. Christ in me is on top. Let me say that correctly. Okay, World Table Tennis Day, Tuesday, 4/23/24. God, it's been so long, right, Bruce? It's raining celluloid. I mean, so long. Oh, my God, I can't wait to do that. It's raining celluloid balls on World Table Tennis Day, so get those rackets in play. Oh. I wonder how many people I know are ping pong players.
Oh, oh you Sue, well, I used to play every night. My brother and I play for 2 hours or more after dinner. It was great.
I used to play for hours in the summer at this place we used to go. So cumulatively we had as much play time ranked, but because it was ours. Okay, so World Book Night, Tuesday, 4/23/24. I know, so fun. Oh my God, just crazy to make you think about it. No challenge is impossible to solve with a little help from books and reading. Get your geek on and wear it proudly this World Book Day. UN English Language Day, Tuesday, 4/23/24. Let's celebrate the beauty of the most spoken language in the world. National Skipping Day. Oh my God, now I'm going to have to do this. Outside is skipping tomorrow. I'm not kidding. You don't know me if you don't know that I may do that.
You'll skip, and I don't mean skip school. You'll skip to skip. You used to skip to rope jumping.
Bob, I have people that see me walking, and they'll do or say something. Can you imagine if I just start skipping?
You start skipping, you'll really get noticed soon.
Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. I'm getting out of control here. Having fun while exercising doesn't get any better. Oh, my God, that's too hysterical. World Stationery Day, Wednesday, 4/24. The day to put pen to paper and do things the old-fashioned way. Heavenly Father, today and every day we praise you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for loving us unconditionally, for giving us our sins, for all the answered prayers, for guiding us, protecting us, hearing our prayers daily, and especially on Tuesdays and Thursdays on this big call and all the countless blessings. Thank you so much for the big call, for all the leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, and Larry, for having the call 2 times a week, for opening and closing prayers, for all the teachings, the praise every Tuesday, and Pastor Scott and all the millions of people listening on the call and waiting faithfully for the blessing in order to start the humanitarian projects. Thankful that we're all staying together until the 800 number comes. May everyone be blessed and have a great week. Be thankful and kind with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jeannie. That was great. We appreciate those days and dates that you brought out too, and thank you for your prayer. Very good. Any other praise reports tonight, Sue?
That is our praise report segment.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that to us very much. Well, this is when we turn to you, Sue, to tell us a little bit about what it is you're working on, what it is you're offering, and anything else that you would like to impart to us tonight.
Well, I'm going to start with a quote, and then I'm going to start with how interesting it is to have been with the Big Call for 9.5 years, and to be able to witness what I get to witness by talking to so many people and being in conversation and understanding really what people are transitioning and transforming through. So I'm going to get into that in a moment. But I want to read this quote. So I'm just going to ask everybody to kind of put your hand on your heart. I love this quote. And this is to ignite the meaning of who you've been through this process. It doesn't interest me what you do for a living. I want to know what you ache for. And if you dare to dream of meeting your heart's longing, It doesn't interest me how old you are. I want to know if you will risk looking like a fool for love, for your dreams, for the adventure of being alive. Oriah, Mountain Dreamer. And what's so beautiful about that is I don't think I've heard anything in modern times that speaks so deeply to everyone who's listening to this call and to the soul of, it doesn't interest me anything from the outside about you. I want to know if you're willing to look like a fool for love, for your dreams, and for the adventure of being alive. And to me, we're all on this incredibly deep adventure of unraveling from anything outside of us controlling our power, anything outside of us taking away our authority and moving into our sovereignty, and most importantly, hopefully, we're learning to deepen into much, much vaster pools of love. And that love, that vaster pool, that knowing of love and the importance of love versus achievement versus all this ego versus running around versus, you know, being driven to go chase something outside of yourself, whatever it may be. Hopefully it's about moving into deeper relationship with God, with yourself, with your family, with nature, with what makes you come alive. And so we're going to be launching a new class. I'm not going to mention what it is, but I'll kind of give you a little hint. It'll be starting next Monday, but I'll probably announce it on Thursday. I will announce it on Thursday, and the call for it will go out on Friday. But it's about, if you've ever walked into a meeting and you could tell someone walks into the room and they don't even need to say a word. They don't need to say a word. Imagine a new member of your team and a potential partner joins you for a meeting, and immediately as this person walks into the room, you know that they are an exceptional person first, and they're an exceptional leader. And this, everything that I'm going to talk about tonight is an offering for you to access that wisdom that will make you and allow you to embody your deepest vision, your deepest values, and your deepest truth in Christ. So I'm going to read you a testimonial, and then I'll tell you a little bit about that. 2, I cannot begin to tell you how our team is so appreciative for what you have given us. This has taken us 10,000 levels higher than we ever imagined. We've done a lot, and had a lot put together, but then found out after our meeting with you, we needed a lot more. Thank you again. We cannot thank you enough for all that you shared with us. The wisdom and the skill set that our Heavenly Father has given you is quite amazing. If we could have taken this again as a business class, we know it would have been at least $15,000 a person, if not more. We cannot put a price on getting us prepared. as you did, it is priceless. Lovingly, always, greatly. I'm just going to leave it anonymous. So here's why this is so important and what we're going to offer. And it's very important to state it this way. Just like what we were hearing about in the teaching about Lazarus and what we were hearing about the inconsistency in the words, unfortunately, that inconsistency runs not just in your mind, but it runs throughout your body. And what people haven't been able to lay their whole self in is embodied leadership, embodied wisdom. When you get your wisdom into your body and you get so that your mind, your heart, your muscles, your emotions, your feelings, when you get that all lined up, that's when you're going to walk into the room. And that's when you and Christ, you and your power, you and your knowing are going to be able to make the greatest impact. So people have been asking for, we're already in this four-part coaching program. Some people have said, I'd love to have one-on-one with you. So we're going to offer a special for $165 only. If you want wisdom and you want, we're calling this the wisdom session, and you want to figure out, I'm watching all these requests that come by and through our desk. There are a lot of people that have, there are a lot of different opinions and ideas out there. We could do it as taking all these ideas that you have and questions you have that you haven't had answered, and then getting it so that it sets you up so you can have clarity. We can do a session for $165, a wisdom session, so you get to talk about the things that you've never been able to express with someone. There are a lot of relationship things that are happening out there that need to be cleaned up because they become a burden for what you're going to do for humanity. Our goal with what we're offering through these coaching and bundles and everything is to help you walk away from that internal limitation that is not the limitation that's in the outside world, but is the internal limitation, the chronic negativity, the looking at, you know, why you can't do something, the suppressing of things that you know, but because you don't have anybody to share it with and to move it out of your system and to reframe it and to be seen as a child of God. So if you're interested in that and you want just a one-on-one, just 1 hour, you, of course you can do more than 1 hour, but 1 hour is $165, and it's the wisdom session. And the wisdom, to get that, all you need to do is send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com, put wisdom session, and we're going to be working with Cash App only. So get a friend if you don't have Cash App. Give them the $165, whatever you do, make it happen. You have that much power. Wisdom Session 165. And then on Thursday, we're going to be introducing, and this is mostly for the pod, it's going to be a whole teaching on how to get all of this into your body. The science, it's one of the biggest, most important aspects for the world, is how you're going to get it into your body, into your feelings, into what has blocked you from not creating the results you want. You're powerful, and you need to own it without giving your power to everything outside of you. You need to own it instead of going to some medical authority only. You need to own your power with Christ and really believe it deeply that you can heal from a sore leg. You can, something's coming up on your skin. These are all these things that I've gone through. And it's like owning that anything that you didn't create perfectly was exactly what you needed. It's a gift. Oh my gosh, sorry, I forgot. I'm really powerful in Christ. I can change this. I'm going to practice. I'm going to do this and watch it heal in 24 hours. And that's what Pastor Scott, he's so committed to sustaining. It doesn't matter what gets thrown at him. It's not him. It's just a circumstance. And he's going, okay, throw me another test. Okay. And then you can say, let's write this down, everybody. I no longer need to create tests. I can move into joy and grace and still own my power in Christ. There's a lot of old conditioning, a lot of old thinking that may be running in your nervous system that says the only way you can learn is through pain and suffering. And I believe that those days are coming to a close, that we can now create through higher level joy, through deeper awareness, authenticity, and advancement. And we can be authentically in Christ if we know how to get it into our bodies. So I'm going to close with this. Just know on Thursday, we'll be announcing our class. It'll be going out on Friday. And it's going to be pretty radical, very fun, very practical. But it's going to allow you to step into your most authentic, grounded, and unlimited self to be revealed. And if you want to get some coaching and just be able to have the support, if you've been listening to these calls and you're like, would I like to expand? Would I like to get something that I can do right away that'll shift me, that I can take right into my life, and I can walk away from this pattern? If that's you, just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put your name, your telephone number, Cash App, and we'll be meeting together, and we'll be looking at whatever that is, putting it in the rearview mirror and putting you with Christ in the passenger seat. And that's what I want to say tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. That was really good. And I like the fact that you're preparing for a new class that's coming up and that you've got private wisdom sessions that are available now. So we'll reiterate that when we get to my segment. And thank you so much for bringing what you did tonight.
Pleasure, Bruce.
Now, Bob, tell us what you've been working on and what we have out there from Boomers and anything that you can find that you want to bring to us in the way of testimonials or research. That sounds great for us.
Yeah, sure. I have a little bit of each.
Okay.
And, first one's a testimonial, and this is a gentleman who wrote in and gave us a 5-star review talking about Boomer Boost. It says, if you want to be healthy, you have ended your journey. This is an amazing product. With every single person who's tried it giving it 5 stars. I consider myself blessed to have found it, and will continue until they bring out the med beds. Have a great day.
That's so good. So, wow, that's great. Yeah,
that's fun. It's first time somebody called Boomer Boost the next best thing to med beds.
That's right.
Yeah.
Might as well keep taking it till they're ready.
That's yeah. right. Absolutely.
No. Bruce, I just wanted to say that we have received more than 50% of the people that originally ordered Myotrol a month ago have touched base with us and got their second order placed.
Okay.
And there's still a bunch of people that have not reached out to us yet. And part of it, I think, is that people tend to order when their bottle starts to get low. And we've been talking to a bunch of people that we called, and they're like, well, I haven't been taking it consistently, so I don't really need any yet. For people that aren't taking it consistently, right, we talked about consistency earlier tonight. Definitely, from my experience and from what we've been hearing with people, taking your Myotrol consistently and exercising consistently is really what you need to do to take full advantage of it. And if you're going to take it, you know, every other day, every third day, and you're not going to exercise, I'm not sure that it's really going to help you all that much. It probably is going to help somewhat. But it was really designed for people that were really committed to having a big change in their life, like a lot of the testimonials that we're getting. And but if you're not going to be, you know, reordering, that's fine. Just shoot us an email or give us a call and tell us that you're not, because there's lots of people, over 100 people on a waiting list that do want it. And we are holding 2 extra bottles of Myotrol for every person that ordered it. All right? And so we need to see what happens over the next week here with people calling us to let us know one way or another what they're doing. Right? And the other thing is just to remind people, Bruce, we have a really great sale going on right now. Both Boomer Boosts, which we just heard that testimonial on, and our lignins are on sale 25% off. And those are really the best prices of the year for these products. And, you know, for people that are not familiar with the lignins, you know, they just announced, the FDA just announced that they approved a new drug for helping women going through menopause, particularly hot flashes. Okay. And because the previous drugs didn't really work all that well, they invented a new one, and it does seem to work a little bit better. But unfortunately, it has side effects, including abdominal pain and diarrhea and insomnia. And women that are going through menopause already have trouble sleeping because of night sweats. And so this is a situation where you might want to really consider using lignans. I have to tell you, Bruce, we've never had a woman that was either premenopausal, right in the middle of menopause, or still lingering postmenopausal symptoms that used lignans that did not improve. And some people, it's like a miracle. Within 2 days, their hot flashes are gone, and you know their night sweats are gone. They're sleeping way better. These are really potent polyphenols that are in the wax on the outside of the flaxseed. And so this is something you want to be very well aware of. This is for women who are going through menopause, this is a must-have. You have to have this as part of your regular routine. So if you know somebody that's, you know, 40 years old and is already starting to experience menopause, or even a woman sometimes as much as 70 years old can still be experiencing symptoms, and just let them know about this. At the same time, you know, there's lots of people these days that have a lot of stress and anxiety. There's a big article today in all the major health news sources about a study on sleep and anxiety and stress and how it's been going up steadily, where it used to be the last time they did a survey that about 57% of the people said that they had very little stress and were sleeping really well. Now that's the opposite. 57% are saying they're under continuous stress and they're not sleeping enough. And so this is, you know, an issue all by itself, and and coupled with menopause can be really serious. So if people are going through this, you know, get your lignans. Now's the time to get them while they're on sale. And also make sure you have your good night formula so you can sleep well. The studies on stress, Bruce was saying that it's like each one causes the other. If you're under stress, you don't sleep well. But also if you're not sleeping well, it increases your stress. And so be sure to get your good night formula from us. It's the best sleep product that we know of on the market. If there was a better one, we'd figure out how to make one as good or better than that, but we have not seen anything even close yet. So know that that's the case. And there was another thing, Bruce, that I was going to say. Oh, there is another study that just came out about exercise, and this one was done with women as well. And there are many different types of lipids or fats, you know, and waxes that are in the human body. One particular type is called BMPs, and they're linked to a number of diseases. So this is a biomarker for aging. If you have high BMP fat in your muscles and in your organs, you're going to be susceptible to diabetes and cancer and liver disease and kidney disease and even Alzheimer's disease. And so this is something that you want to keep your level down, similar to your inflammation, your C-reactive protein.
Right.
You have your BMPs below also, and this was an article about exercise. They did a controlled study where they measured women's BMPs, and then they had them go, they had three different groups. One that was asked to exercise just a little and then spend time on their feet throughout the day, 2 or 3 hours, and then the rest of their time sitting, versus a typical type of day where people are sitting most of the time, versus a group that did moderate exercise every day. And sure enough, the people in that exercise group, their BMPs went down, and one of the conclusions of the study was this has to have reduced their risk factor for these degenerative diseases. And so exercise is something that we can all use a little more of, unless you are somebody who exercises too much, which there's such a thing. It's kind of a, you know, a way to reduce anxiety, but it can be really hard on your body. If you're exercising too much, you don't give yourself time for recovery, and you don't eat right and get enough water. But for the most part, people don't exercise enough. And getting energy and motivation from products like our Gladiator Barley and from Boomer Boost, really, really great way for people to get energetic and motivated and strong and ready to go. Myotrol, obviously, also, we just got a testimonial I talked about from a person who is an ex-Navy SEAL and a bodybuilder, and on the third day reported that he had a really high level of motivation to go to the gym, a high level of concentration while he was there. It was like he had blinders on. And in addition, his exercise went a lot better. He could lift his weights a lot more times, and he recovered very quickly and felt refreshed and ready to go again the next day. And so this is the kind of thing that can happen for people. If you're interested in getting Myotrol, shoot us an email. Tell us you want to be on the waiting list. That waiting list could be freed up sooner than later, because we're not going to wait forever for people that don't want to place their second order. They're going to end up forfeiting their position, and we're going to get new people started if it looks like they don't want to continue on. And if we don't hear from you and you don't place that next order, we'll assume you're not interested in getting a second order, and we're going to give your spot to somebody else.
I think you have to, Bob.
Yeah, we have to. Yep. It's too valuable of a thing, you know, for, and there's so many people that really do want it and are willing to use it consistently and exercise.
Yeah.
And some people just, you know, maybe they just wanted to give it a try and now don't want it anymore. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, you're certainly welcome to try it. But if you're not going to keep using it, we're not going to, like, I have a whole section of our storage area with boxes filled with Myotrol bottles that we've saved for the people that bought it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Is going to be, that supply of that's going to be released very soon, depending on how many people connect with us.
Yeah, I'd say they better connect with you soon, like in the next couple of days, because you don't want to keep people that are on the waiting list waiting forever. You want to go ahead and release it to them as soon as,
you know,
as soon as you know.
By the first, by the 1st of May, it'll be a week past when people should have done their reorder.
Mm-hmm.
And so if after if it's a week goes by past your reorder time, we're going to assume that you're not interested.
Yeah, that's
and if
right.
it turns out you were just using it every third day and you call and you want another bottle, you might have to wait until we get another order in.
Another shipment,
You want to use it casually, you're welcome, but we're not going to hold more for you.
There you go.
And that's about it, Bruce. I just encourage everybody, you know, this is a really important time for us to be on our A game, to make sure we are really strong, our minds are really sharp, we're getting enough sleep. You know, this is a trying time for a lot of people. I keep hearing it, I keep seeing it, I keep talking to people about it, and we on the Big Call can keep encouraging people, you know, to sharpen your mind, to make sure you get enrolled in Sue's courses so you have help with that.
Yep.
Keep your body really strong, do your exercise, do your prayers and meditation, and keep on keeping strong.
That's it. All good advice, Bob. Now, let's just let them know how to get to the website. To get to your website, they go to bigcalluniverse.com, my website, and on the landing page, they'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to your site, Bob. They click on it, they go right into your website, and then they can see the products that are on sale, the 25% off on Boomer Boost and Lignans, which are great products. And I like the fact that you described how well the Lignans work for menopausal women. And that's a great thing that they all should be getting if they're getting near it, or maybe they're in it. Maybe they're perimenopausal now. That really does help, and it does work. So use that. Boomer Boost at 25% off is a buy. That's a deal. And then if they need to call, and they might need to call to let you know what they're doing with their Myotrol, call them up and say, either ship me my next shipment of it, or, and you know, or don't, so that the people that are waiting in line for it can take advantage of it if you don't want it. All right, so do that. The phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So be sure to do that. Call, let them know what you're doing with your Myotrol. And if you're ready to let it go, let somebody else in line take over, then let them know that. Okay? Because I think it's time that the those that have been waiting in line get a fair shot at the Myotrol. All right? Okay. Bob, what's our time hack? Do we have it?
10:08.
Thank you, Bob. That's great. Thank you for your segment and all that good information. 10:08. Let's do this. Today's the 23rd. Tomorrow's the 24th. I don't know that that is significant specifically, but it could be for the bondholders who are still waiting to get their email to give them access to their accounts. That is happening. Now, we were told earlier today that they're all over the bondholders, meaning the bondholders are being handled. They're being worked on. They're being released emails. I don't know if that's happening as deeply as I heard it, but I know that they plan to let them have those emails and get access to their accounts in the next couple of days, meaning 2 days. Now, we have received some intel from our redemption centers, and what happened was on Sunday, the staff went into redemption centers to listen to a video or watch a video, which was about an hour and a half long, and that was on the Quantum Financial System and also on the new banking system and what the banks could do and couldn't do. For example, we don't believe the banks will try to make money off of our money anymore in the banks. That's what we've been told. We'll see what it all looks like when we get into the appointment, and we might have a few questions answered. But that's what they did Sunday. Monday, they went in thinking we would receive our 800 numbers, and they went in around 9 o'clock so that we could get appointments set, and that was yesterday. Well, the numbers didn't come in yesterday, so that changed their schedule. Today, redemption centers were scheduled to go in at 8:30 in the morning, and one redemption center specifically would stay open till 9 o'clock at night for the next 9 days, 8:30 in the morning to 9 p.m. for the next 9 days. Now, that would have been if we had started exchanges today. Well, we don't have numbers, so we can't start exchanges yet. That's how they were scheduled, though. And I thought, well, that's a great schedule if it comes through, and if we do get the 800 numbers, we could set our appointments and start exchanges today, Tuesday. Well, didn't happen. So what is happening, apparently, and we're getting this from two separate redemption centers, two separate sources, is saying that everything should be released to us and have a climactic conclusion by the end of this week. In other words, it might turn into a little bit of a frenzy of numbers coming in, emails to the bondholders, setting appointments, all of that climactically coming to fruition at the end of the week. Now, we could call that Thursday, Friday. We could even call it into Saturday. It's not clear. They didn't give that specific a day for this to all go and happen. But I am encouraged by one head of a redemption center. And remember, this is a banned phrase on the big call, but I'm going to use it, even though it's banned. And that phrase was, this is the week. Now, I'm kidding, of course, when I talk about band phrases, but if this head of the Redemption Center is saying this is the week for us to go, we have to at least hope that he is correct and that we are going this week or by the weekend, whichever it is. But I'm encouraged when I hear that because I think, well, we don't have it on a Wednesday or a Thursday necessarily, but we do have it this week. I thought, good, that's fine. If we can get through this week and have it, I'm sure we'll all be grateful and be thankful that we got it this week. So, we have heard from, you know what, it might end up being that things come through on Charlie Ward's Thursday. It is possible. I don't have an update from him yet, but I expect one late tonight. That's not going to help us tonight on the big call. So I think what we need to do is realize what's happening at the Redemption Centers. What are they seeing on the bank screens? They are seeing 19 currencies going up consistently in value. These are the currencies that we know about, three, four, five, six, seven of them we're all invested in to some extent or another. And so they're watching those as of actually Sunday and yesterday, Monday, and today, Tuesday, going up in value. That's a good thing. I don't think they're going to top out maybe for a couple of days. And I knew that was going to be the case on the dong. We had a very good rate on it over the weekend. But we also know that that is a currency that may continue to go up a little bit more every day in value. And we knew that was the case years and years ago. That could be the case, that certain currencies would be moving up, but they might move up in the next few days more than they were a day or two ago. Just something to be aware of. I don't think it's going to change my strategy to go in for my exchange and redemption of ZIM. ZIM is doing very well. It has been on par and is past being on par with the U.S. and dollar. That's a good thing. Everything is right where it needs to be. Now, what we don't know is how many more days. If it is this week, and we're being told that, does this happen tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? We don't know. But we're going to hang in there as if it is there, coming to us within the next, let's call it, few days. So, we're going to have to stay tuned, and I'll have to stay tuned to any new intel that's coming in. And if we have a call on Thursday, we'll have a much better idea probably as to whether we're going this week or not. But that is dependent on the intel coming through, and fortunately, we've had a couple of good days where we have received some indication from the redemption centers of what's happening. I know that there were Vimeo calls on today, and I just think they're trying to tie up all the loose ends. They've got the information out on the quantum financial system. They've got the info out on the new banking system to the redemption center people. And I think we're going to be pleased with the information that we have moving forward. It's going to all conclude. And like I said, they're expecting a very positive result to come to fruition for us this week. So that's the best information that I have so far. Now, Sue is offering personal coaching, wisdom sessions at $165, payable using Cash App. Cash App. And so what you want to do is send Sue an email that is to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Mention in the subject line a wisdom session 165 and let her know that you can pay on Cash App. Put your cell phone number and your name in the email so that she can know who she's talking to if she needs to call or text you. Probably a text. Most everything you'll get will be coming by email. Okay? That is something you can do starting tonight. Sign up with Sue. Let her sign up and arrange a personal and private wisdom session for you. Of course, the Golden Wisdom Bundle is still available. You can still pick that up. $300 for a $550 value. Again, with an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. All right? So be sure to take advantage of that. Sue's new class would be coming out Monday, and she'll let us know what that's going to be about if we have a call on Thursday. Okay? So everybody's up to speed there. We're ever looking to see what is happening from our point of view. Bondholders are expecting to get notified over the next couple of days. And I think if we're on a shotgun start, we should be there pretty much in the same time frame. It could be a slight delay. They could go ahead of us by 12 to 14 hours. But in any event, we should get notified with our 800 numbers and set our appointments pretty soon. Well, I hope that's been helpful for everybody tonight. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the word out internationally all over the globe. And thank you, Sue, for bringing your information and helping with your segment and the teaching and everything that you do for us with praise reports. And then thank you also, Bob, for bringing this valuable information about the sale on those two products, Boomer Boost and Lignans, and the benefit of those. Anybody who's having trouble sleep, trust me, believe me when I tell you that the Good Night Formula will take care of it. Good Night Formula does a wonderful job of allowing you to sleep through the night, to dream through the night, and even if you have to get up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom, when you come back, you can jump right back in to that REM state and dream and get good total sleep. Extremely good product. And I've used it, the new version of this product, for the last, five and a half years, and it's just working every night for me. So I think that's what I wanted to share with you guys tonight. Make sure that you have registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com as a way to sign up for the site. There's no charge, of course. And then that way, when everything goes, and we'll get the 800 numbers out to you in a mass email, we will do that for you as soon as we get the numbers. Bob will have Raleigh and himself take care of that at Boomers and get that word out to you guys. So, also, after this goes, we'll be in touch with you by email, and we don't plan to do any more live calls, but we might do a podcast here and there to bring you up to speed on what's going on with our projects. So if you're somebody that wants to be part of Big Call Universe's plans for Rebuild America or Rebuild International or the Pastoral Retreat Network or the Veterans Retreat Network, that's where we're going to talk with you about how you can plug into that. All right, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out and look forward to having something occur for bondholders in the next couple of days and hopefully for us as well as notifications. All right, or as notifications come in. So let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you for all that you're doing to keep us grounded, keep us provided for and healed. Thank you for the opportunity to move forward from our plan A to plan B. Thank you for B for blessing. And thank you for the fact that we plan to be good stewards of it and to plow in and seed these funds into good ground that will provide a good harvest and a good return for all of us. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives, in Jesus' name, and what you'll continue to do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you for listening, and let's see what happens over the next couple of days.